I'm looking forward to this one, Fletchy boy, because this is the first time we've done this. A little bit of randomness. This we've got a Parramatta player waiting on the line, and we have been given a list of who it could be, and we've got to guess who it is. So who's the shortlist?
Okay, the shortlist is Gutherson, Opacek,
yes,
Paulo,
mm.
Campbell Gillard, Nathan Brown, Danny Krankovic,
yes,
Shane Werrett.
Oh, past and present.
Daniel Heckenberg.
Oh.
So that's the list we've been given by the Parramatta. So the gentleman we have on air, gentlemen, please don't give away your name. We're going to try and guess it.
Okay. Good afternoon, young fella. Or old fella, maybe. Might be. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Very powerful name. Mm. Could be a... okay. Clue one.
Mm.
Clue one. Have you a moustache?
No.
Ooh. I follow the Instagrams. Clue number two, are you a parent?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, God. That knocked a few out.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you played in first grade more than three positions?
Yes.
Oh, there's a couple more going in. Okay, here we go. Getting close now, Fletchy boy. Have you represented your state at NRL level?
No.
Well, I think I've got it. Okay. Could your surname be well placed in a European city?
Yes.
Oh.
Danny Krankovic.
Yes.
No, I don't think it is. I think it could be Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas Opacek. Am I saying that correctly, Tom?
Yeah, spot on.
Okay, and what is the background of Opacek?
I believe it's Serbian, but my father is Slovenian.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I just ask, we've got a bit of a man crush here, by the way, and we take full credit of this young fellow scoring try after try after try, and you park yourself outside him, the great Isaiah Papali'i. What's it like to play outside of that wrecking ball?
Mate, he's an absolute gun.
Mm.
He does the work. I just stand outside him, like you said.
So
you're not going to complain.
No way.
So, Tommy, how did you end up at the Eels? So just give us a quick elevator talk. Where did you start, and how did you end up at the Eels?
Started at Broncos, two seasons there. Then I went up to Townsville to the Cowboys for two seasons. Didn't have the best run up in my last year there. A few injuries and whatnot. And coming in the season, looking for a change and opportunity to come down here to Parramatta and, grab that, and it's worked out a beaut.
Yeah, and you're flying. So, and I noticed you were born in Redcliffe, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so 2023, ooh, new team comes back in. What's Thomas doing? What's the Serbian doing?
Slovenian.
Slovenian.
Look, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
When are you signed till, Tommy? Because you're having a great season, mate. When's your contract expire?
Just this year.
Ooh, good timing. Good timing.
I tell you what, you're a good-looking cat, and we were talking about Newcastle having guys in the top five. I think Parramatta are Smokies.
Yeah.
For the hottest 100.
For next year.
Mate, I'm telling you. Tom.
Yeah.
Gutho.
Dylan. Mm.
Moses.
RCG. It'd have himself there.
Boys, Tom.
Would you actually put Gutho there? I don't know.
I would, even though he's got fake hair.
Yeah.
I would put it in. Talk to me, Tom, about what is the best and worst thing about living in Sydney?
The best thing?
The what, mate?
There's a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, best. Like what?
Bondi Beach and city. There's not that much stuff to do up in Townsville, so that's a bit of a change.
Mm.
The worst? The amount of people that are around.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
we've been talking about ranked cities earlier in the show, Tommy. What's the worst place you've ever been to?
Brad Arthur's house?
Oh, no, I don't really have anything for you there.
Because you know what?
Everywhere.
Easy please, Tommy Opacek. So who you got this week? Parramatta, you got the big game against...
Warriors,
of course. Isaiah Papali'i against the old firm. So who you be marking there, Tommy?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, good research.
But I know Patson's pretty fired up to verse his old team, so that'll be a good viewing.
Hey, Tommy, do you watch much football? Like other games?
Not overly.
No.
I do when when I sit down and it's on, I'll flick it on and watch it. But usually I try to stay away from it a bit, eh?
Tommy, have you ever seen the movie Fletch?
Oh, yeah, here we go. Now, Tommy, think about this.
Yes.
Really think about this.
There's Something About Mary. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Do you know what it is, Tom?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Is there a rundown or...?
Well, it's, you know, there's a famous meme. Have you heard of Cameron Diaz, the actress?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know how she's at the door and her hair is really spiked up. She's got a bit of Kurt Gehman in her hair.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, yes. Hey, Tommy, before we let you go, mate, we appreciate you joining us. Yes, we could have had anyone, but we've got the great Tom Opacek, which we are absolutely thrilled with. Tommy, what are you doing in your time off? Like, what's the world of Tom Opacek look like?
Well, at the moment, we're stuck in this bubble, so absolutely nothing. But on a good day, I don't know, I like to take the missus and the kids down to the beach and that and just get out and, yeah, see things and grab a coffee and whatnot.
When you say the beach, are you referring to Parramatta River?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you not had a go?
I haven't. The bull sharks scare me.
Yeah.
I like you, Tommy.
Yeah, I like you, Tommy. You've been on fire, Tommy, so we're glad we drew you today and we appreciate that. We've got Ellie Wicks coming up, Tommy, and you'll be listening, no doubt about that. But thanks for your time, Tommy.
My pleasure.
He's a lovely man, isn't he, Fletch?
Terrific bloke. Put him on the list.
Yeah, he's on the list. We've got a keep list.
Yeah.
He's on the keep list.